to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Enda! Varimini! 051, eh? It's 051, eh? You know, the good thing about 051 is the same as 015 because I'm from Limpopo, eh? Lishavdi Chilas. Hey man, I'm so excited to come to Bloom today. You guys look lovely, even though Akele won, man. You guys look lovely, man. Let me tell you, man. Nah, ish. Ya musuma make G mar. You know, yesterday we came here. It was so crazy. You know, before Rekam Peter Sancho na man, ne. So we came here to check or how's the venue and everything, ne. So I get more ghost lady listen about America young Meg G. Meg G was like, dog, are you gonna make them laugh, bro? I'm like, okay. Thank you, Tava. Oh, intro yaka. Okay. Let me do this, ne? So let's do it together. For once, let's do it together, ne? So you guys will go after me, ne? What up? And it's Bloemfontein, our woman. What up? It's your boy. Zile Weezy. Lama Zing Zing. Lama Ching Ching. Lama Ding Ding. Lama Woo Woo. We doing it. And shit and shit. Hey, what if you come? I guess I did a song. But anyways, make sure, no, dog. Are you gonna make them laugh, bro? Like, are you funny like that? So I'm like, this is my boss, man. Imagine you're a policeman and your police commissioner asks you, can you kill people? So guys, just do me a favor and laugh, man. Because just laugh. Like, one of these guys is not laughing. You didn't contribute to Rent for Hope. Lin Nanuso. I'm a kid in Africa. I need this job, man. But are you guys ready now? Are you guys ready, guys? Make sure that you have fun. Is I wanna. I can't let you anymore. Blue moon. I can't. I stage is kaba machila so. Anyway, Kiatwaro, one question you guys have. Hanti, Zillow short song. I'm a child, I'm short, vele. Oh, there's a picture. Okay, Etato, give me the picture there. Give me the picture before we start. You gonna draw, man. Shut up, man. You are Tom or you are. Get a question. Also, you are not a question. What? Are you guys ready though? Marawana wa camera, honey. And okay, you want a YouTube one, Tricky? Man. You're not part of my jokes. Nobody a joke going. Don't do that. But, anyways, guys, are you guys ready, Mara? So, go introduce the first one. So, every time I introduce someone, you guys clap. I want them to hear you go, Josie, right now, ne? She's our friendly ghost. Can you give a round of applause to Ghost Lady? Dango. Ah! Dango, dango. Hey. Uzuru, omunyo monarchy man, gore ke motseba somewhere. Okaso, don't try. Don't try. But whoever was second one, eh? My soul says yes. No pun intended. Give it up for Sol Panduka!
Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, man!
Ask the shit!
Yo, yo, yo,
ask
yo,
the
yo, 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 yo,
the
yo, 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 yeah. Yo, 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 yo,
fucking go.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one is this one?
Which one is this one?
Which one is this one?
So guys, let me tell you, now. Let me tell you, now. This person, ne? Ucho venda. This person, ne? Has a drink. Guys. Henda!
Me!
Let's give it up for Magdi!
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Beautiful,
wow, wow,
man.
Wow, wow, wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
This is crazy, man.
This is it, man. Sold out. This is what sold out looks like.
Oh.
Hey.
Crazy.
This is crazy. This is insane. Man.
Sold out.
Wow.
Whoop, no whoop. Doubt.
Wow. Look at you guys. Wow.
Whoop, whoop.
Yo, thanks for the light. Yeah. Let's
yeah,
see the
yeah,
love.
Yeah.
We can hear the love. Let's see the love. Oh, man. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out tonight, man. We appreciate you guys. Are you guys ready to get the show started?
Yeah, let's get it on the road.
So this show is going live on Monday. Are you guys ready to see yourselves on Monday? Are you guys ready to see yourselves on Monday?
Yeah!
All right, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Henda Marembe! We're coming at you live in Bloemfontein Civic Theatre for the Live Nation Tour. Sol Panduka is here.
Yeah.
Ghost Lady is here.
Yeah.
Tipiwe is here. Tibble is here. Shots is here.
Yeah.
Tabagi is here.
Yeah.
Fat Checker is here. Doodoo's here. But most of all, you are fucking here.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Yeah.
So Vela, you guys had nothing better to do today. how's it been for you in Bloem, Panduka?
Oh, it's been chilled, man. It's been chilled. Well, I think I made a mistake, but it was a beautiful mistake because coming here, our cars are branded, right?
Yeah.
And I was sitting in the front. So now when people see the brands and they're looking for us and you guys are in the back and I was in front, so it was like hooters. On our way here, you could feel like the love, the excitement, the energy. I couldn't give a hoot if people were trying to call me on the road. You know, we had a good time, man. So yeah, it's been just nothing but love. Shout out to you guys.
We landed here last night and we got to the hotel about midnight. And I wanted to go out, man. I was lit because we were drinking champagne, me and Ghost Lady on the
Jesus.
Car.
Hey. We were in our champagne era.
Yeah, so I wanted to go out because the last time I was here, I went to a club that they said was dangerous. And they said you mustn't go there. I was like, fuck it.
Which one is this one? Now? Which one is this one? What club is that? Do you guys know the dangerous club?
What's, yeah, it's called Clubhouse.
Clubhouse.
Remember Ghost Lady, weren't they? We had such a good time, bro.
Yes,
such a vibe.
Yes, you've wanted to play that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about you, Ghost Lady? What you been up to since you got to Bloom?
Yo, guys, just been enjoying myself, you know. Like, inside, we've been at the hotel, chilling today. We even end up watching, like, a whole... Me and Dudu were chilling, watching a whole, like, cooking show. Imagine.
Ah, improved.
Yes. What?
I don't let her cook. Which one is this one now? A cooking show.
What cooking show is this, Ghost Lady?
No, we're watching, what is it? Ready, Steady, Cook.
Oh, yes.
Yamushe, yes.
You are catching up.
No, not even. Angeti Dudu feels like she's about to, she's like, she wants to get into her marriage, like getting to get married. Yeah. She's we as Lungsele, like, you know, that kind, you know, women.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you know, she's busy checking out. And the funny thing in this show, right? So people bring like they're asked to bring like anything from their like home. So like 5 ingredients, and this guy comes with baloney. Right? So they have to, then they are paired with the chef who ends up like making a dish out of the 5 ingredients that you had. So it was quite like cute.
But Dudu can't go there. She's going to bring Korabela.
Let's just say Dudu now can make a mean like baloney meal. So any man who's out there looking for baloney dishes, I would Dudu.
I want to check it out, man. What channel is it on?
It's actually SABC. So we're actually laughing. Like, since you guys are about to get into SABC, let's also, you know, get ourselves ready.
Wow.
Let's watch SABC.
Wow. What day? Like, what day?
So,
you
yeah,
know
we
the day,
started,
time.
Man.
Is it on, what channel on SABC?
SABC 3.
SABC 3.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. Yeah, we'll check out Ready, Steady, Cook.
Yeah.
Let's
do you know the day? Or you are watching, what day does it play?
Every day, like Monday to Friday.
Oh, shit. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
So,
fucking hell.
Yeah.
I'll speak in.
Before we start the show, no, we got an elephant in the room. Which
what?
I want to
It's not
address.
Me. It's not me. I do have a... I'm wearing the tranca, though. So, hey, I don't know.
So, the last time... Wait, do you have a roaming mic? Do you have a roaming mic, guys? All right, cool, clean. So, the last time we were out here in Bloom... So let me give you context, right? We were booked. It wasn't our show, right? So we were booked to do a brunch at some festival or some party or whatever.
Yeah.
And we didn't know much about it. So the guys, they're like, hey, we want you guys to come through. Can you guys come through? We're like, all right, cool, clean. They paid. And then we rocked up. When we rocked up there, we were ready to do the brunch. Unbeknownst to us, the guest that we had, apparently you guys don't like him.
And they... The guys who booked us organized the guest.
Yes.
It wasn't. We didn't say, no, we want this guest.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His name is Pastor November. So, hey.
Nazoge. Wavusa manxeba. Wavula manxeba.
So, I want to talk to someone. I want to talk to someone who was either there at the party or someone that can tell us more about Pastor November, because we had no idea.
Do we
thought, like, hey, people like this guy. And then we brought him out, they booed him, and that was the worst show we've probably ever done, right?
Yeah. On the road,
it was embarrassing.
The worst.
It was embarrassing. Yeah. So can we talk to someone who was there on the show, or maybe someone who knows more about Pastor November? No one knows about Pastor November. It's that bad, guys.
I think people don't even want to... They don't even want to talk about Pastor November.
I don't think they don't want to know.
Okay, I think there's a lady there at the top. Can you give her the mic?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello. How are you?
They're there at the back.
You've got the mic?
Yeah.
Is the mic on?
Yeah.
Because we can't hear you this side.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, we hear you.
How are you, my sister? What's your name?
Keketladi.
Okay, so were you at the event or you know Pastor November?
I'm his friend.
Whoa.
Thanks for declaring.
So can you tell us, why do people in Free State hate him so much? Like, what's going on? Can you just
bring us up to speed? I didn't get that.
Can you bring us up to speed? Like, why do people in Free State hate him so much? Like, what's going on?
Okay, why did people boo him? Why is he not in good terms with people? Like, yeah, they don't like him, clearly.
I think because he is a fake pastor.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay.
Yes, yeah. Fake pastor.
Truth be told.
Okay.
Truth be told, I'm his friend. And I always tell him he's not a pastor. And the thing that things that he does are unorthodox.
Yeah.
So,
what happened with the G-string thing? What was on with the G-string? What?
The G-string?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to get attention in an unpopular way.
Yeah.
He thinks that we as people are going to relate to him when he cross-dress. But actually, it's not that way. But he's my friend. Okay.
I didn't know you cross-dresses.
Hello, na.
And since you're... And since you're his friend, he string you along.
Like a true
string
G.
String me along way.
Like a true G. Did he string you along?
No, I've been on his show. There's a show that he does on a Friday, a podcast like you guys do on a Friday evening. It's called... What Friday? What Friday?
All right, cool. No, thank you, my sister.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. So we are here, Ghost Lady, to redeem ourselves.
Yes.
We hope you like our next guest, right? Are you guys ready for our friend of the show? Yeah. All right, cool. So I got to read this for you guys. It says his name is Nyaka Loliene, popularly known as Batukada. He's an award-winning radio presenter. He began his career in 2004 on Jozi FM until he was headhunted by SABC's Lesedi FM in 2006. Batukada is a huge advocate for local music and prides himself in uplifting the community. So, ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for our friend of the show, Batukada.
Awe, legend. Yangen legend, my daughter. Yangen legend.
Oh, he's not here yet? Is he coming?
After that intro,
after such a
beautiful intro,
2 minutes,
but you gotta do it again, bro.
Okay.
Oh.
Whenever you arrive.
Have you ever heard Batukada, bro?
Yeah, he's interviewed me on the radio, man.
For real?
Yeah, I've been on his show.
Yeah?
Yeah, way back. I've heard him. But, like, Batukada is big. I think I was doing the Drive Time show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a legend, like, you know, especially called Lesedi FM.
Yeah.
How many of you guys listen to Batukada?
Bari Ishap, Ishap.
It doesn't sound like a lot. We tried this one, guys.
Right,
I don't think it's on the radio anymore.
Have you ever heard Batukada go
say? No, I don't listen to the Lesedi because obviously language. You know, but I do know of Batukada.
He's the one who worked with Twasa, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, yeah.
Okay. Is he ready?
Sure.
Can you call him out? He's ready.
I'm ready.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so one more time, please make some noise for Batukada.
Batukada.
Easy, fam.
Number one. My fetish up is a shop 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 is a Takasi. What about fetish?
Appreciate you so much, man. We just want to say thank you so much for coming through today.
Thank you, Toget. Shop.
I was chatting to some people backstage. They said, why did you bring Batukada? Because it's not relevant.
Yeah.
Like, what do you have to do?
I'm going to take you. What a mech.
That's what they said. Yeah. How you been, my dog?
I'm gaining some weight. I'm happy.
What does Batukada mean?
Batukada, it's just an industry name, dog. It's just an industry name. I don't want to lie to you and say what. It's a that I just took from one of the tracks. You remember the house track, Batukada by Spiller?
Oh, yeah.
So I just wanted to come up with something fresh.
The crazy thing about you is that, you know, you grew up in the Free State. you went to Soweto to work at Jozi FM.
Yeah.
You love football, you love radio,
yeah.
But you dropped out, my dog.
Yeah, you can tell I know it.
I didn't drop out.
He got fired.
I've got a matric.
What do you mean? Oh, you dropped out of high school?
No. I can't. Oh. I smell out. No, dog. Obviously. I always say to young people when I make, wabona ukathola opportunity unzole sgela.
Yeah.
Yabo spani. I'll advise young people ore bazame oyetsa. So I started sekithola nyo ukugila sgela. And then obviously yang disturb in terms of my studies. So I dropped out in my third year ya law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would have been a lawyer, bro.
Eh?
You would have been a lawyer.
Damn.
So unfortunately, at the time I was doing my third year, that's when I got an opportunity to go to Jozi FM. From then on,
the rest is history.
I say this step at Tabasgela. But I'm not proud about that. My parents are not happy. But at least
you did an interview and you mentioned there were guys that were doing drugs in your car. Who are those guys?
They were doing cocaine.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Damn, bro.
What's fucking Makale?
Damn, bro.
Buffett, what's my I'm one guy Ilimfene. Mamel.
We want the name.
We want the name. We want the name.
Mamel. Hey, talk a little tour.
Yeah.
So we were booked Kai Frankfurt today. I went to go introduce myself to this guy. Hey.
Oh, this is not the drug store.
We want the drug store. Mamela,
get to Frankfurt.
Yeah, I had to go and introduce myself. Mamela, to I had to go introduce myself.
Okay.
This guy was finished. Hey, one ektela la. Hey, fine. I okay, sharp. Kidu la fatsi. So give you a pinya. 2 minutes down the line, bamufa plate. He vomited in that plate.
Wrong
guy, chief. Wrong guy.
I didn't know that.
He vomited in the plate. I was like, whoa.
And then the drugs, who are the guys?
At this rate, you must apologize.
Yeah, sure. So the drug story can need to talk. The drug story happened back then, Hansekele Jozi FM, I used to skimma majitanyana. Somebody was a footballer, some were quite artists. But obviously, I don't have enough money on some bits of it. I'll get sued.
Come on.
Okay. Give us a hint.
Yeah, but okay. Which team? What's his nickname? No. Which team?
No, okay. It's fine.
Yeah, man.
Because I know you are friends with Gifle Remy. Is it him?
No.
May soul rest in peace.
Yeah, no, no.
Kabzela?
No.
Let's throw out names. Let's throw out names. And then when you didn't do the drugs?
No, sir. One ball.
But now, what do you think made them, like, you know, sometimes you can't do something that illegal next to someone, especially in their car, who doesn't partake.
Yeah.
So what do you think gave them the confidence to say, Bachukara won't draw the line when we sniff them?
No. Worry, Mr. Punchline. No, because I'll check us. You are saying that you don't say that you fell that. But the knife never, my guy. I've never. Nikita Chaila, Niki, I've never.
You know, okay, but what did you do, though? Did you, like, say, Patmaferji, this is. Like, did you say something or you just let them be and mind your own
business? So, man, hulela lkeishini. Ukena kena tabatama jitabats and tozabon. No, man.
Shopping to a house,
one out. Ah, Monal industry, Lidibon every day.
I've never seen. I've once.
I saw Luma, come on.
No, wait. This, me once, and it was not my place. I was in a studio.
Yeah.
Right? Not to make music. In
no.
fact,
YFM.
I was, no.
Guy.
Why?
Hey. No,
no.
Okay, give us names, sir.
Yeah, no, guys, wait, give us names. Listen.
Yo.
Let me,
give us names, sir.
No, let me explain the situation. Yeah. These, even worse, these were like upcoming rappers, right? It wasn't like...
So for reason.
I was
yeah.
there, not... man.
He's still upcoming, by the way.
No, reason. He doesn't sniff alkalines.
My God.
He doesn't sniff alkalines. He's my boy. So I was there to catch a lift from a friend.
Yeah.
Right? And he wasn't also partaking in it, but the guy started doing it. You know what I mean? So it's not like it was my car.
But show where, kind
where
of
I could
show.
Say, but guys, this is fucked up. Or
yeah,
something,
but that was know? The show. Like Shapa Shapa, like.
It was not a show. I mean, it was a studio.
Yo.
Some music.
Yeah, no.
But also,
you should have been at Y, man. There's a car, like, left, right, and center.
Da.
Hey, it was car.
That is why when Kisho, in your journey, your radio, spend 3 years, ne?
What do you mean?
This one, 3 years. I kept break about 10 years. I hooked 1 month out. Understand? Breaky. He started Lil Nevis one. Margaret, I can help 20 years. Only help 3.
I wanna make Uchimele out today. He's a prepared Uchimele with it.
Listen, guys, I know we all love music, especially hip hop, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe for me, the past few years, piano has taken over for me, you know. I haven't really dabbled too much in hip hop.
Yeah.
But when I saw this story, I was like, this is fucking crazy. So let me tell you the story. Rapper J. Cole. Apologized on Sunday for releasing a diss track about Kendrick Lamar, saying it felt terrible and vowing to update the song or remove it from streaming services. The apology followed an exchange of verses that began in October when J. Cole and Drake ranked themselves with Lamar as the big three. In hip hop, the song is called First Person Shooter. And then in March, Lamar dismissed that comparison in a guest verse on the song Like That. Featuring Future and Metro Boomin, rapping that there was no big three, it's just big me.
I heard that.
Yeah.
So, but to kind of, as a hip hop fan, man, how do you feel about that when a nigga releases a diss track and then 3 days later he's apologizing?
Ish.
What about the hip hop heads? They will tell you like, I wanna beef. What about when you go in, you go in. Whether it beef or it diss track or whatever. So as a bom rapper, they will tell you. I'm not a deep rapper. Mm. Well, I understand that. But through experience, I've realized that you are weak, man. If you say track, then you apologize or something. For me, that's a personal opinion. For me, weak. I don't know. You can't diss someone then apologize. Once you go in, go hard, man.
Just go like hard. You and Tuso.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, there was the radio battle.
Oh, this
was the radio battle.
Hey, well, how can I fight my father, man?
Yo.
Make a runaruba suit, umfana. Rehola ka respect.
Yeah.
You know.
Thompo.
So thompom fit.
Thompom.
You know. So you can never. I can never. Ki disrespect eh. Especially with Tuamo Holon. I can never.
Mara, you, do you think you're better than Tate Tuso?
Hey. Mac is here to sow divisions.
Yeah.
what did you think, Penduka? Because you used to rap back in the day.
Mamel, Antoine.
No, Penduka, not you.
Oh, I skip up.
Pendula mean. Nah, bro, I echo his sentiments. Weak, swag. You don't do that in hip-hop. Firstly, hip-hop is a contact sport. Even if he hadn't sent, because it wasn't a diss track he responded with. Mm. It was more like warning shots, right? Even if he hadn't sent that, if someone mentions your name on a song and you're a rapper, even worse for J. Cole, because he's always been saying...
He wants the smoke.
He's the best. Every rapper says that.
Yeah, for 10 years, dog. Yeah. He's like, I wish a nigga would.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then when they do that, look, I respect wherever he is in life. I respect, it takes a courage to stand in front of thousands, millions of people online and apologize to somebody else. Mm. But when it comes to hip-hop, that's bullshit. It's weak.
It's pussy, though.
It's pussy. Straight up.
Ghost Lady, what do you think?
You know what? I would commend him for saying...
He apologized.
Guys, we need to practice and continue the culture of just accepting your faults. If you're wrong, it's okay. I'm sorry. I tried. I didn't win. It was not successful. Because, yes...
Ghost Lady, this isn't a cooking show. This is hip-hop.
It's hip-hop.
This is hip-hop.
The problem is he couldn't cook. He couldn't cook.
It's not palon, it's beef.
Yeah, it's beef. Yes.
The real deal.
This thing is actually, instead of dropping bars, he's dropping apologies.
Is there
a J. Cole fan here? Like a staunch J. Cole fan?
There's a guy
with a white shirt.
I see hands.
You're a staunch J. Cole fan, yeah? Okay, here's another guy. Can you give him the mic?
No Cole.
Hi, my brother.
Thank you, Meg G.
Yes.
Sol Penduka, big fan, man.
Easy.
What I'm saying is, if you know what J. Cole's next album is, it's called The Fall Off. So he's confusing people that he's falling off.
How?
That ninja is not falling off.
That sounds like someone accepting defeat.
It sounds like you're making excuses for him.
He's not falling off. He's going to come up again.
Oh.
So you still a J. Cole fan after he apologized?
I still am, bro.
Way, mama.
Listen to the next album.
That's insane, man. But to bring it back home, Batukara, who are your top five rappers in SA? Do you have a...
Mzansi.
Yeah.
Number one, Kespanyo Vest. Number one, Kespa Nyovest.
Ain't gonna come up. Someone tell him Niboba to Kada.
Kespa Small.
Marabafeti Babu Zitenya.
Ain't gonna come up. Someone tell him Niboba to Kada.
Marabafeti Babu Zitenya. Takas. My number one, Kespa. AKA number two. KO number three.
Okay.
Aries number four.
Whoa.
Number five, MT.
Wow.
That's a hot list, man. That's a hot list, bro.
It is, bro.
Who's the biggest rapper to come out of the Free State?
The biggest rapper. For me, what I need to say, Stino Litwain.
Yo, is it true that Stino Litwain and Tata Tuso's kids?
Twain.
Oh, Twain. One of them.
Yeah, one of them.
Wow,
yeah.
Man. Shout out.
No, those guys in front are the biggest. Not only Bloom, man. I think South Africa is Santani Tlou.
What song do they have? Nagabai.
Dipaya, man. Dipaya. Run. Kunja no ba pusha no.
Yeah, there's a song.
Majaba King. Majaba Jaba or something. Yeah.
Sega Bui.
Yeah,
they're from here. They're still blooming, you'll hear it.
Well, this guy too much. All the time you show, oh, it's that one. Okay. Yeah, Mac.
What happened with Makufi? Were you a part of the concept?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on there?
Makufi. They're bringing it home. They want to know.
My man, Makufe started to tell this girl, some of us, you know. As young people from Free State, some of us, when we got an opportunity to be on radio, Rabona some gaps, guy. So, personally, I went to them to go and propose something that can accommodate Free State as a province. Because I always felt that Makufe, in as much as they are on a Free State, but our artists were never really given an opportunity. So I came up with a concept there, Tipi, which is Sesotho hip-hop. Now, Tipi, they know that that's one of the dopest shows. I didn't start the movement there, Tipi, but because Kinale platform and radio, I put the guys together to say, let's push this thing. You know, Soweto, there's Kwaito, there's Gom, KwaZulu-Natal, but Free State, we don't have anything. So I said, Majita, let's just push this thing, Sesotho hip-hop. So I went to go and propose. They loved the idea, and that's how I got in. But we obviously, Makufe is a big company, one main contractor. Then Rona, we just come. So that was just busy for Katsi hip-hop show. So in terms of Makufe politics and stuff, I don't know. I don't know, my brother. I was just motuwa wa. I was just no. Mamela, I never get all sharp sharp. But now I was responsible for Tipi and the C squared. The whole show. So now I was just responsible for one show.
I heard you made 1.2 million from every Makufa festival.
Yeah.
But you didn't pay the artists.
Yeah. That's a lie, Jaman. That's a lie. But just to be fair and frank, I 1.2 buy. I got a 6 aspani lose buy. I buy. I was doing Makufa ka budget 650. Mm. 650, you book artists, you book. No, but that's Kenyan. Actually, Tsepe for me deserved about 2 meters. But they gave us now personally we were working at 650. Yeah, accommodation, yeah, the artist, and we paid everybody.
Unale mutaru
Wayaka.
Yeah. I heard Kimang Wayaka. Where's Wayaka?
Wayaka Roma.
I know. Now,
can you give him the mic so he can?
Okay, microphone.
Mfeng Mike.
Tell us more.
Yeah. What
can you turn the light so we can see him, please?
Tell us more.
Can we turn him up? Yes. Ugai Wayaka.
Thank you.
Wayaka Ugai.
Wayaka.
What's up?
Ah, Utabile.
Utabile.
Oh, there he is. Okay, cool. Yes, sir.
Hey, Dumela.
Hola.
Yo.
My guy. Mara Sarga 650. Budget Makufe. You are lying. You are lying.
I don't think this was for the whole event. I don't think this was for the whole festival.
Listen.
Tole o sa re ban ropile ka 650.
To book a Makui and then book artist.
Makui.
And then come the politics is on the DJ. And then we're not a mo, Jabuka. You're lying.
Mamela.
Mamela.
This one of the biggest podcasts in the country.
It is the
not
biggest.
In the country, in the world. I think in the continent we are number one.
Yeah, not in the world. Not in the world.
So I understand sometimes excitement, there is like TV and I understand these things. But again, Mamela and Chaka, maybe you didn't understand. Now I'm doing Tsepi. Only other shows. I don't know about any but budget. I'm talking about Tsepi.
So it's Tsepi only. A stage.
650,000 in Chaka. Nga so shy.
Do you guys believe him? You believe him?
All right. No, let's move on.
Baba swaba, do la fast.
You wouldn't steal from TP.
Speaking about money, so news broke this week that Skomota's manager has been rocking him.
Oh, damn.
Skomota cancels bookings after being fleeced of his money or shortchanged by his manager, Muruti Wadikota. Mzanzi is concerned after stumbling upon a video of Skomota giving large sums of money away after it was revealed that his manager, Muruti, was withholding the dancer's money from him.
Yeah.
My thing is, damn, I didn't know Skomota had a manager.
Yes, man. Yes, bro.
Yes,
I mean, but do you believe that story? Do you think like they're rocking him?
Well, look, man, we've had... Dudu, our producer, has had interactions with him. Because the reason why we never had him on the show, because we wanted to have him last year sometime. Yeah. And we were of the thought of like, hey, man, it's going to seem like we
because Khan not short, not that manager in Georgia. The manager stole from him. The manager stole from him, so Konok Shotayo. Life's coming. No, but listen, because of like mental health and stuff, we saw that the guy is not like compos mentis, you know?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be fair to interview him and just for the sake of content.
You know what I mean?
I feel like same thing with Boa Lostro and shout out, there's a guy, DJ Kari. He took a Lostro to rehab. Shout out DJ Kari.
And Mujava.
And yeah, Mujava also has gone to rehab thanks to that guy. Yeah. So those kind of people, we feel like it's not morally correct, you know, to have them on a platform.
Yeah.
And he falls asleep during podcasts, have you seen?
That's what they want. That's what they want for content, you know what I mean?
But I think also, it's not fair, man. As the country rule, now as South Africans, I think they left that for too long, man. Different departments. Department, maybe even their social development. I mean, it was given, Hore, the boy needs help. For me, it didn't even have to get here. They were supposed to have stopped it. The family actually confirmed that he's mentally what. So the country failed him.
No, but now, if social health or whoever, department comes, and they stop everything in its tracks, then they'll say, but he's generating an income for his family.
Yeah,
and his family might say, let him do it because we are earning money that we never used to have because he's not from the best of families.
Yeah.
So who are we then to say, oh, no, stop?
No, no, but I think they should have, by the system, it's a sharp.
Exactly.
From the onset.
To avoid the exploitation.
Yes, to avoid this thing. Because obviously, it was going to happen in Germany. I'm not surprised, Tori. There are rumors like this. But now, from the corner that I'm mocking thing, I really don't think that guy, I don't think I'm a robber. I really don't think I'm a robber. That guy, there was no one that was going to take his time so that guy, to be honest, but that's the honest truth. I'll tell you why. We know Hore, his family actually confirmed Hore mentally juan ne. Now, the family confirmed.
Yes.
Hey, my friend. Hey, ghosty. Google Alasin.
Yes.
Confirm it.
All right. Fact checker.
Aye, confirm. It's not me. Mare, I still believe for that guy. He has the best interest of the boy at heart. Personally. Yeah.
But we always hear stories of managers stealing from the artists. Have you ever been swindled by a manager?
Yeah, sure. Mm. Yeah, khale ban sharp,
man. Banka 650,000.
No. Khale ban sharp, man. Khale ban sharp.
Well, it's fine. I've got another 1.2 million. What happened in your case?
The Sarps one?
No.
Which one?
You're going there.
Which one?
My keep.
The Sarps one?
No, you mentioned you've been swindled by a manager.
Yeah.
I'm asking about that. But if you want to go to SARS, we can go.
Let's go to SARS, man.
Tell us about SARS.
Let's go to SARS. Actually, get to SARS.
So it turns out you were allegedly arrested by the Hawks in 2021 on allegations that you defrauded SARS 1.7 million. Hey, what rather the million?
1.7 million?
But to God.
SARS, we defraud as what make. How do you defraud SARS?
I guess I've never done it.
Thank you for the opportunity, obviously, to clear this thing.
Of course.
SARS, they were on my back because of the returns that they feel already. They guess I did return in time. So what actually happened now? I've got a soccer tournament, my guy. So the soccer tournament, unfortunately, what I did, I'm running the soccer tournament through my company, P2Y Ltd.
Okay.
Now, those things, community projects. Community projects, you should run them in non-profit organizations.
Yes.
I never had that knowledge or information. So I was running the community project, take a campaign. Now, SARS.
Guys,
Mamela and Chen, so that Lukono Bashap, it will two salo now, sir.
Yeah.
No, but I'm serious.
It's serious.
It will two salo, sir. Because the Canada, unaware. Now, SARS, how run anything, ka campaign, they say, well, it's a profit. Because Kimo starts case now because of Batukara soccer tournament. If you can ask people look at that tournament, it's a free soccer tournament for Kasiaka, my guy. But the very same tournament, take your name Kinsekara SARS. Why in Kinsekara SARS? Because I was running it at P2I LTD.
Oh.
Now, Haban Texa. Ban Texa is a campaign.
Yeah.
But this campaign is not doing any job from January to December. I'm only working at December ka soccer tournament. So now, they're saying, no. Throughout the year, we a challenge. So, one Texas, ka campaign. Now, the mistake that I did was to run it ka PTY LTD. But now we are busy with them to see how can we reach a settlement. And but 1.7, it's a lot, my guy. It's a lot. But I think kita khona ho tswa. So, lidi gigi tsa ka ne di kena da in the so it was just a message. It was just a message. So, na ke shapuwe ke knowledge, my guy. Ke shapuwe ke knowledge.
So, how much was the budget for? Yeah, shout out for the knowledge, man. We're learning so much.
So, Nagisha working knowledge, guy. I've been doing that tournament for the past 15 years.
Yeah.
For the past 15 years. So, whatever donation they get tolang, whatever donation they get tolang or sponsorship, they feel it's the business that I have to go and declare. Karaka Sava. So, it was just a matter of podcast and chill with Ranaka Ingwe.
Yo.
My company.
It's in his pocket.
How are your papers?
I've got we have an accountant who deals with that, yeah.
Yeah, it's important, Meauch. It's important. Some of us because of the knowledge.
Yeah.
So maybe when I hear
Mara, we don't make that much money. 1.7.
Yeah, my man. 1.7 inya ninja di kolota boma 48 million.
Yo.
1.7 is for 15 years. Let's say 200,000 to pay. It's nothing, my guy. It's nothing. But the Nagisha will fail and fail to any. I don't wish anyone who can stress and say, Joalo, guys.
Yeah.
Because it affects.
Also important.
It affects. No, we need to sit down, get the settlements and stuff.
Ah.
So my legal team is busy with them to see. Because Lerone, my accountant now. He's challenging whatever that they're saying is 1.7. Yeah, and I say it's this much. So we want to see you right now. We will agree so that we can give them that money.
Speaking about money, you know, lately people have been talking about how much radio DJs are getting paid. There's that lady from Ukagazi. She's now on Jose FM.
Penny Dooley. Penny Dooley, yeah. She's on Jose FM now.
So how much are you making at Lesedi?
My guy, when I started... 2004, Josie FM, I was sitting 1.5.
Yo!
Mamela san yat, I know, yat.
Per hour?
No. I was sitting 1.5.
A month.
How many shows were you doing a week?
I was doing 3 to 6, 5 days. But I just wanted the platform, my guy. I always knew going to prove myself so that I can go to the national radio station.
Yeah, it's
so
a
for me,
stone.
It was not even a metaya nyuku. It was just for me to prove myself so that the Lesedi FM can hear me. It's 20 years later, my outie. Ke startile ka 1.5. I'm on 180,000.
Yeah! Yeah. Woo! Suga my
Thank you, Chad.
So you have a pose.
Damn! 180,000 pendu.
So you have a pose.
Make a marikin, Chad. I deserve that. Thank you, Chad.
Pagamasol.
Oh. Grab a minimum. Mina ngi grand, mina ngi hip, ngi right.
Can you match 180,000, my soul?
My soul,
SARS bugulele show. I see what you guys are doing. I see what you're doing.
So Batukara, we've got a guy. His name is Mike. I don't know if you're chill or not. Who knows Mike? Yeah.
You guys know Mike?
I'm a chiller guy.
So
you know
Mike.
Chiller Mike.
So Mike is a chiller. He was heartbroken by his woman.
Yeah.
And I got him on my WhatsApp. So every day he's always dropping. He's always cooking.
Yeah.
Can you believe Mike was cooking this week?
Oh.
You want to hear what Mike was cooking?
Let him cook.
All right.
Ready, steady, cook.
Mike is too much. All right. Listen to this. So this is what he said. He said, if you want to see what kind of a woman you are marrying,
take her to the club.
How?
And check how many bouncers give her a hug. Or how many men greet her.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Batikana?
I know. He's got it wrong, my guy.
Yeah?
You can't judge a person who greet you like Baba Kai. No. For me.
Penduga?
Nah, I say take her to the club and see how she behaves. You know what I mean? Like... Oh, God, John, man. What's wrong?
She'll be misbehaving with you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you were saying?
Yeah, I was just saying, take her to the club and see how she behaves. And because I want to go to the club, you hype me.
Then after
stuff,
that.
You know what I mean? Yeah, then you'll see. Go to Uchola
Nani. James.
Lady, as a woman, what do you think?
Says men who meet all their... You met your woman in the club.
I didn't meet my woman in the club.
You know, ladies, don't make men lie to you.
The thing is, I kind of agree with him. If the bouncers know your lady, it means she frequents there a lot.
But what's wrong with the lady who frequents a club?
What is she doing there?
Spending her own money.
Bro, you know people that go to the club are thirsty, nigga.
They're
thirsty.
And the girls who quench those guys' thirst are the girls who go there without money, nothing, no plan. Yeah. There's girls who go there with a plan and their own money.
Oh, so I want to marry someone who quenches niggas' thirst?
I said those ones go there to the club. What I'm saying is, not all girls will go to the club, a stalk.
No, I agree with you.
Yes.
Like, that's why if, let's say, for example, you know, you get a lady who hasn't been to the club for a long time and she just wants to blow some steam off.
Yes.
The bouncers won't know her. But if the bouncers know, it means she's there every week, chief.
Can you know? Some people are too friendly. Maybe she went
she
once.
Was too friendly.
She was just too friendly to the bouncer that day.
Nah,
Doesn't mean she's always there, man.
But you had a club called Topaz.
Yeah, Topaz.
Topaz.
Yeah. Hey, Jose, I'm a bito. Hey, yes.
Yeah.
Who's hiring them, man?
What happened to the club? Because you had it in Bloom, ne?
Yeah. Next
what happened to the club?
Next to the varsity. Mm. No, we had a good run, man. We had a good run of about 5 years. We're just next to University of Free State there. Mm. It was one of the most happening clubs around here. So, but unfortunately...
Who's been to Topaz?
The whole house. It was one of the most happening clubs, my guy.
So Mike is talking about you guys. Okay.
My guy. No, man. You know, this thing you learned, it's a serious issue, my guy. We're paying about 54,000 rent there. So it got too much for us to sustain the business simply because we're not owning the building and the land itself. So because of that, we decided like, guys, it's not worth it. 54,000 even before Patala stuff, you know. But the place you're now was rocking, my guy, was rocking. So we had a good 5 years then, Rabashap.
Did Topaz pay tax?
Yes, sir.
Are they compliant?
Yeah, they compliant.
Are they tax compliant?
They're compliant.
But I know you're paying, man. I used to have a club in Katakong, and then we ran out of business because we drank all the alcohol.
Yeah.
But.
Did you make 5 years, though?
No, it was a year.
But also the competition venues around you, Bebag Lawyer, right?
Too much.
So, you'd get them like pouring things outside. They're pouring things. You'd catch them like pouring stuff by his door entrance for people not to come.
100%, yeah.
Shit.
But we had some good nights there. We booked Black Coffee, he came through. We booked AKA.
Ah, you like that story?
Every time we booked Black Coffee.
And he didn't pay.
He'll remind you all
you
the time.
How much you pay? 10,000 or something.
Okay. So Mike says, you can't be a prayer warrior and a side chick at the same time.
You can, though.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... First, what is she praying for?
She's praying on your marriage.
I can't hear the... Can you just fix it, please, for me? I can't hear Saul and them. I don't know what's wrong here. But yeah,
my earpiece.
As you're saying.
No, Ghost, you start, Ghost. This is close to home. Spew it! Goes to you, girl. It's close to, like, I mean, you know.
Okay, yeah, it is a bit of a questionable position. Because what are you praying for at that space, you know? Are you praying to be the main? So,
yeah, yeah.
It's tricky.
But no, man, like, okay, you're... But being a side chick, sometimes people are genuinely in love. Hear me out. And also, she didn't go washela. Mm. Remember, mina usol nishelile. Sometimes niggas don't even tell the girl that I'm married. We know that. And then someone finds themselves a side chick long after, you know what I mean? They've said yes to me. And then now they're in a position where a lot of people get trapped into the side chick position.
Yeah.
So you can't necessarily judge someone like that. Think about it.
How many side chicks you got in the building?
All right. Let's give her a mic. Let's give her a mic. Side chick number one.
Trust me, we've got more side chicks. You guys just don't know it. A lot of you don't know that you're side chicks.
That's true. Tato, can you give her a mic, please?
Please.
Representing Side Chicks United.
Yeah.
What happened to the mics? Eh? Shane, can we have the mics? Okay, while we wait for Shane to bring the mics. We're coming to you. We know you. We know who you are.
Yes.
We're coming to you. All right. Must I go to the next one?
Yeah,
go to the next one.
Okay. Here's Shane. Shane, please give side chick the mic. There.
The prayer warrior side chick.
I'm not a side chick.
But you put your hand up.
Guys, can we get a proud side chick, please?
Can we get a proud side chick, please?
A proud side chick.
A proud side chick.
Side chick and I'm proud. I know my position.
We got a proud side chick? Here, my daughter.
There you go. All right.
Someone who knows their position, who plays their role.
Yes.
How are you, mama?
I'm good at you.
Which one? Sorry.
I'm good at you.
Good, mama.
That's a side chick.
So you're a proud side chick, yeah?
No, I'm not a side chick. I used to be.
You used to be a side chick.
Retired side chick.
So,
yeah.
Hey, how's retirement?
Sorry.
So how did you get promoted? Yeah.
I did not. I got fired, actually. But I got another one. I'm working on another one.
Oh, okay. So who's the guy you're with? Let's talk to the guy you're with.
Aish.
How are you, my brother? Are you alone?
There's a guy. There's a guy.
This is not funny. Not at all.
Oh, is that the nigga? Is that who you're with?
That's the nigga.
Oh, you're not, you guys are not together.
I think they know each other.
Hey, I can't hear you, my brother.
It can't be me. She's at the front. I'm behind my guy. It can't be me.
Oh,
no way.
So why are you saying it's not funny? What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about, my guy.
Which one is this one now?
He's a psych, nigga.
All right, cool. So the next one is, woman should never ask a man to provide more than he can provide. A woman should always live within a man's means.
Yes.
That's true.
Stop saying deeper when you know that he's done.
Okay, you're shaking your head. She's shaking your head.
But again, when I'm making
it. You're typing deeper, so pele.
She's shaking her head.
Majitalo rona ki rona that are selling dreams to the ladies.
Yeah. So do you agree with what he's saying?
No. I'm saying Majita self. We are the ones mailing where we are selling dreams to them. So then when they demand, then we're going to get under pressure.
That's true, but not true. In most cases. That's true. But in most cases, women see what's out here, and she still wants a particular
lifestyle. We like to like big, boy.
Once in a while.
Like, we like to act big.
I think there are cases like that, where guys get to a club, you act like you're there. But that only happens for that night, whereby the girl wants these bottles, yeah, right? But in a serious relationship, some women see that this guy, you're a khamega, but they will still want their lifestyles maintained here.
I think it starts with us. I don't think we'll have problems.
Wait, you guys are talking a lot, but no one wants to go on the mic.
Yeah, when it's Miss Kuluma Nyakuluma, Mumilen Kuluma Nyatul.
Ghost Lady, as a woman, what do you think? Yeah?
I want to ask you guys, but if I, like a woman, are asking like for more out of you, doesn't that encourage you to go and work even more?
Ah, pressure. Pressure.
Because if we're just saying, this is all you can afford, okay, we're fine, then it's almost like you get settled. But then if we ask for more and more and more, it encourages you to go, hey, let me work harder so I can.
But I think there's a way of doing that. You know, you can't...
Fair, yeah.
Like, because when you are demanding, you are making it about you and upkeep of you. But when you are buying into the vision of us, then we both dream bigger so that I can earn more for us and our future, as opposed to everything being about you and what you are wearing, what you need to smell like. And exactly, you know what I mean? So I get what you mean. A woman can motivate you, but there's certain ways. Without it being
for
about...
For what exactly?
Yeah, because most of the expenditures you want, it's wasteful anyway. It's not going to build us in any way.
Aye, but Solana, I still say, guy, Rona machita. Ke Rona ba fananga wrong signal banyan. Rona. And then when they demand, now Rona karbarbe under pressure.
I really want to hear from a lady. Yeah, can you please give her the mic? Wait. Hey.
Yo. Hey. We're still on.
Oh, okay. Shane. Please give her the mic, the lady in the black. Yes. What's your take?
My point is, what if your man is offering you more than, even if you're not asking, but you've been offered more?
Ah, that's a different
that
altogether.
That's within his means, because he can't give you that.
So now, what picture is he painting? Because if you offer me more, obviously you're leading me to that. Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Because I'm used to the lifestyle that you offered. You've been paving my way. So if I follow that route, what's the problem there?
Hey, you sound like a Jolafina, eh?
My point exactly.
Anyone want to respond to that? Penduka?
No. Well, I mean, if a guy gives you more, he's giving you more. You know what I mean? But that same guy, because if he... without you soliciting more, gives you more. Then one day when he says, I can't anymore, you need to understand as well. Because he willfully provided more. You know what I mean? So that also becomes a problem. When one day he's like, ish, that ace is no longer the premier. You know, the tenders now are not coming. That, you know? I'm pretty sure that happened in this part of the province of the world. But, you know, you need to understand, you know. But it's a bit different what she's talking about from what we're talking about. Yeah. It's a whole different thing.
All right, cool. I'll go to the next one. He then goes on to say, a good woman is an investment. An immature girl is a bill.
Oh, 100%, man. Yeah. 100%, 100%.
Do you agree with it?
Ghost Lady, you shook your head.
I do.
Same time.
I give up with Mike. I feel like Mike must stop with his posts now.
So would you say you were a bill or an investment?
I'm an investment.
So you're a good woman?
Yes.
So then you agree with what he's saying?
He married me. He's got kids. You know, it's like, I'm an investment.
So you agree with what Mike is saying?
Yes. Okay. I do agree.
So why were you shaking your head then?
No, because I feel like, Mike and his theories...
But Tukana, what do you think?
Yeah, no. Meotina, I believe or a good woman is an investment.
Yeah.
Most of us, especially in the industry, Rona industry more, we need Banyana Belung or a bash up.
Oh, are you dating?
Yes, sir.
Are you married or?
No, I don't mind.
I'm very
so you're not investing.
I actually thought to say. I doubt sharing the name or whatever. No. I'm married to the girl called Masi Chaba Molefe. Oh. Masi Chaba Molefe is a younger sister of Thibo Touch. Thibo Touch, this one.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Sir. No, but that's true.
Oh.
So you guys are dating?
That's Mary. My wife, my guy.
It's not Mary.
Oh,
it's your wife. Mary.
Yeah,
it's
that's wife.
You don't have any kids?
I've got kids. I've got two kids, boy.
With her or?
One with her and one with my previous partner.
Oh, wow. Previous partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened there, Chief?
Hi, Baba. Hi, my.
Let's ask him about the now.
Oh, this one.
How?
What happened there?
My guy.
Shit happens, man. Yeah, but I'm happy, my guy. I'm happy. I'm married. I don't like to share my life a whole, but since you have asked, yes, that's how it is.
My you know, as radio guys here, my biggest fear was for whoever I'm dating at the time to get cheated on while she's listening to my show.
Wait, I'm confused.
No, imagine like your woman now, right?
Yes.
When you're on the radio.
Yes.
You're in the morning, 6 to 9 a.m.
Yes.
And they're rocking her, but she's listening to your show.
Yo.
And then this guy tells
her, you're rocking. Up and I'm showing 6 to 9. Yeah. 69 position. Now she's showing 6 to 9. You're on the mic. She's on the mic. Fucking hell. Bad, eh?
That was my biggest fear, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cold, man.
Yeah.
All right, last one from Mike. Are you guys ready for Mike? All right. Eventually, you will meet someone who's also tired of games, and their loyalty will match yours. Don't change or settle for less. Mike is preaching, eh?
Yeah, nah, he cooked.
He's got his moments.
He cooked. Yeah, he's cooked.
All right, guys, as we move on, right? So we're about to introduce you to someone right now. You guys might know him if you're a chiller. He's been a friend of the show multiple times. And I've got a feeling, I don't know, but you know you must manifest. I got a feeling that he might be. Is he ready? Is he there? Before I announce again, because we're live now, we don't want to get disappointed. Is he there? Is he there? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to announce and introduce our future mayor of Free State.
Yes, yes.
JJ Sese.
All right, Jay.
Sese.
All right, Togi.
JJ, welcome, bro. Bro, so you came on the show. We're trying to get Eugene Koza on the national ballot.
Yeah.
We didn't succeed, but you've got an announcement to make, yeah?
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. But to my friends, Tata Dumela. So, the announcement I want to make is that, I mean... I signed off the official ballot paper sample yesterday. So we definitely in the ballot paper.
We are going to Parliament!
Hey, Jay, are you ready though?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready. So, you know what the crazy thing is?
Yeah.
Like it's mind blowing. Mm. So they IEC calls you.
Yeah.
Now please come to the office or if it's like officing. And then they give me this long paper with different political parties. Mm.
Yeah.
So I get check. And then get rise and then I see my name, my face. Come on, classic President Jacob Zuma MK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JJ.
It's the craziest thing ever.
But okay, on a serious note.
Yeah.
So the chillers are here.
There's
more chillers watching.
Yeah.
What does this entail for us chillers? What must we do? What's going on?
Okay, what we need to do as the chillers is that we need to go vote. That's the only thing we need to do. We need to go vote and ensure that on the 29th of May, we put that X at the right place next to our names. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to ask him something.
Okay, but now I've got two questions, right? So obviously, it can only be chillers from the Free State your case.
In my case,
And then where can people go to see your policies and what the change you're going to bring? And, you know, because I don't think we've got enough time now to delve into that. But where can people go to catch up with Because we're not just saying, just vote because you're a chiller, but obviously you're going to speak some sense in terms of your offering as a leader.
So what I've learned in the past couple of days...
JJ's a leader.
why are we voting for him then? How waka is that? Why are we voting for you if you're a leader?
Wait.
Is a leader, Moss.
Wait. So you realize that it's purely a PR game, literally. That's why you see MK going back and forth, because it means it's free PR. They're on the news every hour, every single day. So we don't have those kind of budgets to take people to Concord and buy TV ads and whatever, even though we do have TV ads that are coming. We do have radio ads and all that stuff. So all these things, or the launch at this stage. I mean, for example, MK hasn't even launched their manifesto. People don't know what MK is about. Mm.
It's online. I saw it on, they've got a website.
They haven't launched it.
No, but Jay. Yeah.
Wait, Jay,
we don't have much time. What are we voting for now? What are you going to change in the Free State?
Yeah, just bullet points.
Bullet points.
So
there's five things that are important in the Free State. First thing is unemployment of young people. You know? Young people in the Free State are not
Jay,
important.
Everyone says that.
These are low-hanging fruits.
You've been in the ballot for one day.
But it's the truth.
How are you changing unemployment? How are you going to change unemployment in Free State?
No, my male, my guy. I get it because it's one seat. People will say, no, it's irrelevant, blah, 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 blah. Mm. But the key thing is you go in there, every vote counts. You know, when
how are you changing unemployment here?
My man, I'm a guy. How are we going to change unemployment is to ensure that we place young people where it matters? Let me make you an example. Like a couple of months ago, a story came out that in the Free State government, right, there's 1,000 ghost employees.
Jesus,
I mean,
Christ.
It's crazy. And at different levels of government.
Ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, book ghost.
A whole thousands of you.
So, I mean, that could have been 1,000 young people. You know, there could have been 1,000 young people. So we need to ensure that we place unemployed, especially the young graduates. Mm. I mean, for example, Kodika, see, there's a program called EPWP. You know, you have to be a part of a certain group of people. Mm. You know, so we have to make sure that we create those opportunities for young people. But there's a lot of things. I mean, there's things that are basic, that are like doorstep problems that we all know about. You know, municipalities that don't function, potholes.
Wait, my Jay. I don't know, man. Did you guys understand how he's going to create employment? Tell us how. Like, what are you going to change? So you are mayor of Free State tomorrow.
He said he's going to get rid of, like, or tackle the issue of ghost staff.
Okay,
place young people in those places.
Okay.
And actually put real people.
Yeah, that's plus minus 2,000 people employed now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else?
Two, you need an education system that's aligned to the economy of the province. For example, 86% of the GDP of the Free State is purely from agriculture.
Okay.
So we're an agricultural province, right?
Okay.
So you need to reflect that in the education. Or you need to teach more young people to get into agriculture. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because if we check agriculture in the Free State right now, it's owned by white people.
Wow.
Mm. And the only way is by having the knowledge, understanding what happens in there. And the rest of the things that the land and everything, government needs to deliver on that. But we have to make sure that we empower young people from primary school, you know, high school, all the way to varsity, and create those opportunities. And make sure that when the time arrives, we take over the Free State economy.
Mm.
One, two,
okay, and cool. Jay, yep. What's about responsibility? This step was in killing. Are you ready?
100%. Mm. 100%. Mm. I mean, it has to be done at some point.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the crazy thing, guys. The guys that are in charge right now, they don't want young people to vote. Let me tell you why. They're relying on the fact that young people are despondent. Check out the door to door. And I'll make you an example, a practical example. The ruling party right now, in the province, in 2019, they got 531,000 votes. Ne? If you count the number of young people in the Free State, ages between 19 and 39, there's almost 1 million young people. Now imagine if all those young people voted. It's a total clean out. That will take them out. But kadi door to door, because they know young people are despondent, they're unemployed, they don't want... But we need to change that. We need to ensure that Raikena, the law voter, and take over this thing.
You know.
Number four. I want to know what I'm voting
for. For what?
I want to know.
Asking for what?
Me, I want to know.
You for what?
Know. So, Kite, there's issues of unemployment, right?
Unemployment, yes.
Yeah, the issue of
education.
Education, ne?
Yes.
Let me make you an example. Ne? Government is always talking about.
What's number four?
No.
Number four of the things you're going to change in the Free
State. I'm telling you, I'm going there. So number four, you have to support small businesses, especially businesses that are owned by young people. For example, the Free State government.
Clubhouse!
The Free State government owes service providers, like small businesses, 1.5 billion rand. It's insane. That's like 8,000 invoices. They're not being paid. You know?
Yeah.
Another thing, next point, is healthcare. Emona, it's bad. I personally had a family member unable to a government hospital, right? Ilipsiu. How fit that you find out people sleeping on the floor? Kemaka?
Yeah, it's bad.
Sleeping on benches. But you said the doctor had kapo. You go on a Tuesday, for example, whatever we link on, you are told or no, doctor, especially sit like a Thursday. What do you do for the two days?
So don't find medical aid to fail out.
No.
Okay, wait. Can we get some questions?
We need to ensure that the health system works for everybody. It doesn't make sense. Clinic ya kwala. Why clinic ya kwala 5?
Yeah.
Haki kula ka 11 kitsin.
No, I get you, but can we get some questions from the chillers?
Of course,
they are the ones that are going to vote.
100%.
So if there's anyone that would like to ask him a question.
Yeah.
This is the constituents.
Yeah, okay, there we go. There we go.
JJ, how's it?
I'm all right, my brother.
You're sounding more like other parties, and it's your word against the ANC. They are saying the same promises like you're saying now. But I'm asking one question now.
Yeah.
What are you doing now before you get into power? Why we have to wait for you to get into power to change things? What are you changing now? JJ, what are you changing right now currently?
Okay. So what I'm changing is that I'm not voting for the ANC.
No, it's not enough. Oh, don't get excited, guys. Don't get excited. I'm talking about the real issues that are there in our communities. What are you changing right now? What are you waiting for power? Why are you waiting for power?
Let me tell you why.
No, man. Okay.
I must tell you and then you will know why.
Sorry, girl. Babe, Larry.
With a practical example, ne? We are to a town like Parys, for example. Or even today, for Rocklands, for example, today, ne? There were water tanks. So Zola, on top. Parys, but what Parys have an amit, for example, have an amit. So you're asking me, kids, I want to join. I mean, what can I do at the moment?
There are many little things that you can do.
No,
let me tell you.
What we need to ensure is that our government functions. Because remember, these things are budgeted for. For these things. But what these politicians do, right? What they do is that badula da kainyugu usweri 100 million yao chinta infrastructure. But because how no tola braya hai atam fadadinye wadula wayemakayona and then nyugu kutala ko treasure. Example, practical example. Free State housing right now. Last month, 2 months ago. They returned 600 million back to treasury. They should have gone. Yes, a difference in maquishini. Yes, change the asbestos. Yes, sure. Those things. But they didn't do them.
Sure,
the money went back.
What's backing? I've been listening to you.
Yeah.
All you gotta say and all you have is debt on the current government. You only have too much debt to expose about the ANC. You are not telling us or showing us what you are all about.
No.
Oh, you're mentioning, hey, they are failing on this, failing on this. It's more like Oferia Cherry, Ogua Autia Cherry or Hampi, or Otole Cherry. So even now, Waretauta, Ogua ANC Hampi, or Rufedi vote, you put our end right now. What are you doing now?
Round of applause for JJ!
I've got a business, I'm employing people at a small scale.
Okay, guys, we're out of time. We're going to wrap it up. Ghost Lady, before you go, man, anything else you want to talk about, yeah? Anything on your mind?
People don't want to end, shame.
Yeah, what's on your mind, though?
what's on my mind?
Yes.
Do we still have time for more topics?
Yeah, yeah. Whatever you want to talk about.
It's a podcast. We always have time.
Okay. All right. There was something. I saw a tweet, right, during the, like maybe a couple of weeks ago, that has been on my mind. And this guy had tweeted that he was part of the delegation that was going to, like, you know, the Malumes for the Lobola process, right?
Abakung, yeah.
Yeah. So now, when they were there, they told the family, because he was obviously, they were the family of the guy. They're representing the guy. They get there to the woman's family.
Yes.
And they say, okay, obviously they give them the figure. And then they say, well, our son has been giving your daughter money.
Yes.
And we've got proof of payment every month. He's been giving it for the past 4 years.
Yes.
4,000 rand.
Yes.
So therefore, it equals to this much.
Yes.
So basically, at the end of the day, they came to an agreement that it was actually her family that owed them. And they agreed that they were going to pay.
Nah, man, that's cap.
Is this a game changer or what?
Nah,
so
that's a
as
cap.
Women, are we still accepting, you know?
How allowance. Much was Mnaga paying you?
No money. That's why my family didn't owe him nothing.
Okay, no, you that's interesting, man.
Yeah.
Because like, okay, then what are you paying for?
No, obviously, well, he was just giving her money, like, every
allowance,
month.
Allowance, yeah.
Like an allowance, basically. Yeah. So, obviously, remember that the family will say, our child is educated.
But from my understanding, you are paying for the family having raised the girl, right?
Yeah.
So, whether you are giving her allowance or not, where does that factor in?
Because the money, she's chowing it. It's not like she's sending it to her mom. So, how is that, like, a negotiation chip.
Yeah.
But I think maybe what the family had put this thing off, like she's, you know, she doesn't, it's not like she's needy, because sometimes they use the education, you're educated. This is all the billings, things that they say about just to get to a certain figure.
Can
right?
I ask?
Yes.
So how do you quantify all the benefits he's been getting?
Ooh.
Exactly.
Because we are benefit.
Yeah. Exactly.
We are benefit.
That's why we are voting for you, Machi.
For that.
But Tukara, what do you think?
I think let's just go back to the basics. Lobola ke in. Let's just go back there to the basics. Let us not change things, man.
So are you pro Lobola or against Lobola?
Rebatubabatsu. Let's just go back to the basics. And then we take it from
and
there.
And not escalate, like making the price too like unreasonable, ne?
Yeah, some families for me, can I feel or some prices are unreasonable.
Yeah.
But both families, I mean, if they for the best interest of these two people that are loving each other, I think there'll be something that will come up from there.
Says a man who hasn't paid Lobola.
No, he's married.
Oh, he's married. He's married. Oh, he's married.
But remember also, I don't think Lobola should be viewed as the other family.
Yeah.
I mean, those families, man, they contribute to the funeral. I mean, to the wedding.
Yeah.
You know, they do all those things, you know.
But Jay, there are families who approach Lobola with that idea of you're gonna soap up,
which is
like
wrong.
Which is like yo,
that's why I think you'd have a family coming and saying things like this.
Can I ask, right?
Yeah.
You as a woman, nah? Because I feel like some women betray their man by going to the family and say he's loaded, take it up. Does that ever happen? Does that ever happen though?
I've heard of situations like
but
that. Yes.
So in the same breath, I've seen a friend of mine, it happened with a friend of mine, that the family charged too high, and the other family never went back.
Damn.
They just never went back.
They are lost.
Wow.
Because also, even the couple, none but them, because now we're going to Vumelana. Because at the end of the day, it's their pocket that's going to get hit.
Yeah,
the same pocket that needs to take care of their home.
But wait, sure. So also, guys,
you know,
as much as you can talk together, parents can also change the game.
Anyone paid Lobola recently here?
Does
no one? No one paid Lobola recently. Yet.
That's the shame. That's the shame.
Oh,
fuck Lobola. That's the shame. They don't want Lobola talks. They want one.
What are you talking about?
There's a new couple.
There.
Ooh.
Well done.
Oh, you paid Lobola recently.
Yeah,
give him the mic, please. Shane, please give him the mic, dog. He looks stressed as fuck.
I know, Nay's been years now. So it's not recently, it's been years. But I think...
The guy in black. The guy in black.
The guy in black, yeah.
How are you, King?
Sure, Meg.
Good, man. You recently played Lobola?
Yeah, I got
Oh, that's the ring. That's the ring right there. That's the ring.
How was it for you, man? And how much did you pay?
Ringer.
No, Meg. I think we're still actually very young. So, but her family was kind enough actually to be very lenient on us and nice. Sort of come up beautiful. With an arrangement plan because her dad realized that I love her and then she loves me. And then we...
Wait.
We have two families like that.
Installment, arrangement plan.
Installment.
Lay-by. The more you lay, the more you buy.
No, I fail. It doesn't end. It's never gonna end.
The more you lay, the more you buy.
The more you get laid, the more you buy. You lay by. Okay, no, but what's your arrangement? Did you pay the whole thing, like, on a serious note?
I think I sued to buy my hadi after.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, though.
But it doesn't mean that, loe, na, oye, habo meka tubo.
Yeah, hape skaba tulo, man.
Yeah.
Space a tubo open, then disappear for
Yeah.
Guys, this has been amazing, man. We want to thank you guys so much for coming out. So
Hold on, Mac.
Yeah.
The question.
Yes. Oh, yeah, sorry, Penduka. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're doing a little survey here, a little research. Yeah. Majita, le leka na.
Bye, leka.
Le leka na.
That guy has an answer. Who's
going to represent the guys and answer for Bloom? Because we got an answer in Durban. In Durban, batiba imunya by a quarter. In Durban, ya quarter. In Bloom, gonsegala.
Relikana.
Shane, there's a guy here in front. Where's Shane?
Lia inyeka na. Ni be yesu to es chulile. Lia inyeka na.
Okay.
Hola.
Who's got the mic?
He's up there.
Oh, okay, cool.
Show us on.
Oh, Batukara's going to represent you.
Yeah.
Batukara.
I'll represent the boy. Both a microphone, Nuda. Marabato Zimo, why you lick her?
Lay Nyakana. Why Nyakana?
Oh, there's the guy.
Show, Buffett.
Eta.
You. Exeta, soul.
Ai, hola.
Ah, ganhei a cabla.
Quito!
Vai fafa a tabla.
Vai
corta da ele, boa. E vai corta da ele. E ganhei a da ele, boa. E ganhei a da ele, bolo. Tete. E ganhei a da ele. Oh, my goodness. First of all, I want to say thank you so much to our guest today, Batukara. Make some noise for Batukara, man.
Thank you.
Shout out to you. We love you so much, man.
Thank you, Toki.
What's coming up, man? What are you busy with? What's going on, Makufe? Are we still doing it? What's going on, man?
Yeah. Don't leave me hanging.
I'm afraid to. I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. Thank you so much. Boy. Sorry, but sorry. Thank you so much for the opportunity, guy. The biggest podcast. You guys are doing a great job. And Rona as Free Status, we are behind you. And I don't know whether... How's the vibe in Bloom for when compared to...
Fucking amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And Kidlali Mona, when I make you guys are more than welcome anytime. Bloemfontein, boss, when coming to everything in terms of support,
yeah,
this is what you'll get.
Yeah, that, we feel it. We feel
And to be honest with you guys, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but personally, I feel like it's the best live show we've done so far.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Relika!
Yeah! And the reason why I'm saying that is because we've battled, like, we've done a couple of brunches, so?
Yeah.
We've done a couple of brunches. And you know, we like, very shy. We're not really good with, like, crowds and stuff. So we did a couple, but after doing KZN, we realized, Uri, the reason people pay money to come is they want to see us do a normal show.
Yes.
Yeah, do what we do.
It's the first time, actually, we've done a normal show. So I just want to say thank you guys to you guys. Let me send out some shout-outs. Yes.
There's something we need to do.
Yes.
Because if we start the Free State and we do this, we would have done it wrong.
Okay.
So, hang in there. But carry on. Let's go.
Hey, Uti.
Relax.
Oh, there's something coming.
Something coming.
All right, okay. Oh.
Yeah. What, roadkill? What?
No, hey, continue.
He's a married man, this one, man. What are you talking about, roadkill now, nah, man?
So I got to make some announcements, right? I want to say thank you so much to Pharaoh Auto Investments.
Shout out to the guys
that branded all the cars that we have. Big shout out to Easy Bets. Big shout out to Striped Horse.
Shout out, Striped Horse.
Shout out to Protea Hotel, Lakeview, and Bloemfontein. That's where we're staying. Thank you so much for the hospitality. Shout out to the Free State Live Radio for making this happen.
Yeah. Shout out Free State Live Radio.
Yes. And the craziest thing is that where we are broadcasting now is the Bloemfontein Civic Theater. And
Nice one.
To the Free State.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hela, hela. Hela, hela.
Hela.
Hela, hela. Ralevo.
Ah, ralevo.
Ralevo, ralevo.
Thank you, my Jay. Thank you, man.
Hela, hela. Renyek. Renyek. Renyek, Jano.
No. That's the case that did.
No.
Ah, nice one.
Well, Batukara, what song is that?
Beautiful.
Shout out,
get
man.
Get to the hope, yeah, frog, yeah.
What does it say? Teach me? How does it go?
Yeah, get like it all, but...
Yeah, man.
Oh, fucking beautiful, man.
Man, they've been
so
amazing.
As I was saying, we're coming at you in Bloemfontein Civic Theater. This place has been around for 87 years. And this is the last show ever here.
Yo. Yeah, they're going to go for renovations and... They're going to go for renovations and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so it's
going to
be a whole new thing, yeah.
And then lastly, big shout out to Ivy Eatery. It's owned by Shakes.
Shout out, man.
Shakes. Where is he?
Yeah,
thank you. Oh, Shakes. Hola, amazing
Shakes.
Food.
Shakes.
Amazing
He hosted
food,
us
man.
Last Yo. Night. We had food. There was about
amazing.
20 people.
Yeah.
Who paid for that bill, my man?
I can't. Shakes, my child.
But yeah, more than anything, guys, I just want to say thank you so much for coming out. We couldn't be anything without you guys. We love you so much. We're going to party some more. The after party is at Cubana. Otherwise, all I got to say, podcast and chill. We out of here. Boo!
Ah, nice one. Ah, thank you so much, Chaka. Thank you so much, dog. Kosti. Ah, Chaka. Hey, solo, solo. Make sure you have no tongue.
Hey.
Nice to meet you, man. Nice to meet you.
Turn on the mic, there. Turn on the mic.
Oh. Oh, picture. Oh shit, man. Sorry, guys. I did the worst thing ever. I forgot to introduce everybody to stage, man. So you can say thank you, because it's not just us. Like, there's a whole team behind us. So first of all, I want to bring out Dudu. Where's Dudu, our producer? Bring out Dudu. Round of applause for Dudu, man. She made everything happen. My Jay, where's Jason? Jason and his toe. Jason, where are you with your toe? Make some noise for Fat Checker. She's right here. Fat Checker, come through. Come through. Yeah. Tabang is right here. Neo's right here. Tato's right here. Tibla's right here. Simpiwe, DJ PJ, come on through. Make some noise for Simpiwe. We want to say thank you, guys. We are nothing without you guys. We love you so much. Kezo.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki, ungo yig, even if. When they ask you, how sabine, do not fear. For if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.